Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager's Show, and it's brought to you by Key Bank. Boy, a long day yesterday, a doubleheader. And Tito, do you worry about what that takes out of a ball club when you look at the following days?
Well, to your point, it was a long day. And those games were long. So you try to always use common sense. And so today we're having an optional hitting day because there'll be a number of guys that do want to hit on the field. And I think our stance on it has always been, if there's one guy that wants to hit, we need to be there as a staff. The guys always hit in the cage. They have their routines they go through regardless. And then there's another group of guys that need to take some ground balls because that's the one thing we haven't been on the field a lot lately to get our infield work. So we'll do that, but it'll be as needed. So guys like Brantley, Kip, guys that have played 140 games, they don't need to be out in the field taking batting practice. That doesn't really help us. So we just do it optionally, and Ty and Q go around and talk to the guys and see. And it just makes for – because the idea is to when the game starts, we're prepared, and then we have our best energy for the game because yesterday was a long day.
What about Kip? Is he tiring here a little bit? Can you point to anything that's – had him scuffling for a while?
You know, well, last couple of days he's fought this stiff neck that he and Gomer got the same one. And it's like, you know, we've all had them. You know, you wake up and you get a catch in your neck. It's not the end of the world, but it hurts, and it's hard to move your neck. You know, so I don't think that's helped anything. We're going to DH him tonight because I think that'll help a little bit. And he's just had a period where the balls he's hit hard haven't found holes. And a lot of times, you know, we see that in the game. You know, you need that one to fall. And because you're not going to be hot the whole year, although he tried for most of the year.
Well, I think, too, Lonnie Chisenhall proves how good an athlete you have to be to play this game. We always hear about the great athletes in the NBA and the NFL. But for a guy that's hardly ever played any outfield in his life, to make some of the plays he's made yesterday might be as good a play as you'll see, running to the gap, full-out dive, and taking extra bases away. It's not exactly a play you can practice, Tito.
And you know what, Hammy? To boot, he had come in as a pinch hitter. He didn't start that game. And that was after playing nine innings the first game, and that was one of the better plays you're ever going to see. Lonnie has done such a good job in right field that, you know, I know we've talked about it, but we should, because it's almost a little bit of a weapon. And sometimes in the outfield, you know, you want your offense for sure. And sometimes you're willing to give a little bit if you've got somebody driving the runs. But when you have somebody out there that's actually saving you runs and it's that noticeable, man, it makes you, I don't know if proud's the right word, because we are kind of proud. But, I mean, it just factors into so many games. And you don't see that with outfielders very often.
Well, you're going to play a team that seems to make those plays routinely. The Kansas City Royals may be as athletic and gifted defensively as any team in baseball, and even they are struggling. But throughout this year, Tito, they look like they've been the class of the American League.
I think they are. You know, they, as we were kind of talking yesterday, they got a taste of winning. And sometimes that can go a couple different ways. One is you can maybe rest on your laurels a little bit and go the other way. They seem to taste it, like it, and think we're going back. And they play the game right. I mean, they get after it, and they're a handful. And they got a lot of weapons. They can run all over the field. They defend so well that, kind of like we were talking about Lonnie, they've taken that for their whole team, and it is a weapon for them. So many times you'll hit a ball, and it looks like it's an extra base hit, and you look up, and it's one out. You know, their outfielders run balls down. They make all the plays, and that's part of why they're good.
Terry, you've had teams that have been in the same boat where you've gone and won a World Series or been in the playoffs every year. Winning in October, is there any way to measure what that means the following years as far as the mindset of a ball club and their confidence level?
Well, I think, one, it obviously is going to help your confidence level. But I've seen a little bit of both where certain guys come back hungrier because they've tasted it and they want it more. There's probably a segment of guys that also probably feels like, well, it'll happen again regardless of what I do. And, you know, that's disappointing. You know, you see guys that maybe all of a sudden feel a little bit of entitlement, and that can be disappointing. So it probably runs the gamut. just like everything else. I mean, everybody's different, and everybody handles things differently.
That is Tribe Manager Terry Francona. That's the KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned for the Indians and Royals coming up on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.